8:46, 14 away from 9 o'clock. Woody Zucco, Stacy, Craig, and Bob here with Woody in the Wake Up Call, and our friends from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society on the web at centralohioparanormalsociety.com. It's the best way to reach them. Larry Copeland and Gina Robert in studios with us. And again, guys, you were down at one of Columbus's finer restaurants over the weekend that has a rich and interesting spiritual history, I guess is the best way to put it, huh?
Yeah, we're still, as I said earlier, we're still sifting through the information that we gained at the Florentine restaurant, and when we leave here, we'll actually be going to the library and doing some research, because one thing, as we discussed earlier off the air, a lot of times spirits may inhabit a place because of a prior haunting or a prior situation, and once the building has been destroyed and another edifice has been raised, they can still be there. They can remain.
I think that's what happened with the house I was telling you about earlier in San Antonio that we lived in. It was the house that had been on those grounds before the house we lived in was even built. 821-WC-WELL, 800-899-WC-WELL. A couple of calls to get to coming up here in just a moment. Now, Halloween night tonight, is there a time or does an observance like All Hallows Eve, does it make any difference? Do certain times of the year or will a night like tonight bring out anything more?
Actually, culturally speaking, Halloween night, just prior to All Souls Day on November 1st, has been the point when, in theory, when the veil between here and the nether is the thinnest. We've also found that solar activity has a tendency to enhance spiritual activity, as well as, believe it or not, moon phases.
So you're saying tonight could be as good a night as any?
Tonight, as well as on May 1st.
Wow. Wow. Have you ever had a Halloween sighting or haunting or anything like that?
Yeah, I have. I've had visitations from dead relatives on Halloween.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Do they talk to you?
Yes, they actually have appeared to me.
My goodness.
What kind of things do they say? I mean, do they make requests? Do they give you instructions? Things you're doing wrong? Maybe.
Sometimes they give you warnings. Sometimes it's just to let you know that they're watching out over you. Mm. Things of that nature.
All right, let's take some calls here. Let's see, we have joining us, I think Matt on line 2 has got a question. Matt, you're on with Larry Copeland and Gina Robert from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Morning, guys. I was just curious if you ever head down to Athens, Ohio, to OU and checked out the asylum there.
Actually, we've heard about the asylum, and we really would like to get down there. We're working right now with contacts in the Athens area. And hopefully sometime in this next calendar year, we'll be able to get down there and research. I understand it's a very, very active place.
Very interesting. We were down there for Halloween. It's probably been 10 years ago, and went and checked it out and saw some crazy stuff. We, kind of freaked us out. You see, lights on up in the old asylum. You see, figures, silhouettes walking around, and it's interesting. So you guys have to check it out.
We appreciate the call. Yeah, George, you're with Woody in the Wake Up Call on 92.3 WCOL, on with Larry Copeland and Gina Robert from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Georgia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Georgia.
Oh, hi. Hi. We lived in a trailer for a couple of years, and every night when we went to bed, we'd hear classical music. Is that a normal phenomenon? We always listen to country.
I was going to say, you might want to change your station.
There was no one around, but we could hear classical music off in the distance, laying in bed.
It's a possibility that could have been a phenomenon. I'm not going to say, not knowing the positioning of the trailer or the proximity of other radios, because trailers are notoriously thin. I've spent my time
miles away from everybody.
Okay, then in that case, it's a possibility that you could have actually had a phenomena, and spirits will actually generate noises anywhere from a humming to actual classical music and various other types of music.
Huh. Well, we figured they were friendly. We told them they were welcome to stay, but every night we'd hear the classical music. So, I was just wondering if it was strange.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, it's freaky. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Mike, you're on with Larry Copeland and Gina Robert from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Hello.
What you got?
Well, we've had some things that has gone on at my dad's house, and I just was curious about, he said about going to the library and researching. What type of research would someone do to go back into the history of either the house or the property?
Good question.
Actually, you might want to try city directories. You might want to try old phone books to see, because you have to understand that telephones have been around actually quite a while, and published indexes are available where you can actually trace who may have lived there at a particular time, and various other references where, you know, to see how old the house is. If you have an idea of how old the house is, that's a nice starting point. And then if it was built on a previously, site, then you can get some information perhaps on what might have actually existed there at one time.
Okay.
I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. I'm not sure who's on lane 3, Stace. Do you remember? Well, whoever it is, you're on. You're on with the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Would that be me?
Yeah, that would be you, sir.
Okay. You talking to me?
A couple of questions. Actually, first one, the Moonville area of Zaleski State Forest, have you guys ever done anything down there?
We really haven't. We've heard of it, and it's an area that I really personally would love to get to. I haven't been able to recently, but I really want to get to because, well, Zaleski itself is a beautiful area at this time of the year.
What do you know about it, sir?
Me and some friends, we sat on top of the tunnel. It's an old railroad tunnel down there. We sat on top of the tunnel one time. Me and two friends and I were sitting up there drinking beer, and we heard footsteps going through there and heard a voice. Didn't see anybody come out either side, and it kind of freaked us out. And then there was another time we were out there, and there were two people riding horses in the area, and the horses went through it one time, and then when they came back through, the horses refused to go into the tunnel. I thought that was kind of strange, because animals, you know, they're always first to know.
Interesting.
Then have you ever done anything with the Cantwell Cliffs region of Hocking Hills?
Again, that's an area that I would personally like to have investigated. I've been there personally, and I have felt things there, okay? But as a group itself, we haven't been there. We have been to we haven't been to any of the Hocking Hills region. We have an earlier caller mentioned the Haydenville Tunnel, and if you go to our website, www.centralohioparanormal.com, not Central Ohio Paranormal Society. My apologies. But if you go to our webpage, we have a number of EVPs from the Haydenville Tunnel, as well as a possible apparition photograph.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you go to our website, you'll be able to see those. There, when I was there, I personally picked up on two intense spirits. One was at least a former foreman of the clay tunnel there, and the other one was a young blonde-haired lady, ages in the late teens to early 20s.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, sir. Thanks. Move on. One more. Sherry, you're on with Larry Copeland and Gina Robert from the Central Ohio Paranormal Society.
Hi, I do have a question. I live in Columbus. My daughter is in college up at Bowling Green, Ohio. A couple nights ago, we both had what we explained as a visitor at about the same time, and I was able to visualize that it was a female. She just, you know, had the feeling that there was somebody there, and she had some things move around in her room. Would it be possible the same visitor would be visiting both of us, you know, in the same night? Is there a significance to that?
Yeah, it's possible. Did the two visitations occur in the same dwelling?
No. Like I said, I live in Columbus, Ohio, and she lives up in Bowling Green, Ohio. So it was, you know, we've had visitations in the same dwelling before, but we don't live together right now. And we're both very sensitive, so
I might recommend that you look possibly to a past relative who might be keeping watch over you versus a very a typical haunting, per se. I would say you've got more something along that line.
Okay. All right, well, I guess we'll just try to figure that one out.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thanks. We're out of time here. Again, the website is Central Ohio Paranormal. com. Okay. And we've got, they brought in some recordings from their electronic voice phenomena that they have done in some of their visitations. And we go to break, if you would, Gina, before we let you loose here, share with us where this was captured and what you think it is they're saying.
Okay, this clip that we're going to hear is from the Greenlawn Abbey, and this was recorded. The group was talking about power loss on all their equipment, so that'll be the voices you hear. And then all of a sudden, a spirit very defiantly says over us, "Ask me."
We should be able to hear "ask me" very clearly. Huh?
Yes.
All right.
Oh God! I heard that. Whoa!
I want to hear that. That one sounded like creepy.
Yes.
That one sounded.
It sounded angry.
Evil.
Like I'm the reason why your equipment failed.
Oh. It's about 3 or 4 seconds into this. Let's listen to this one more time, very carefully. Ask me. Oh my God, you did not hear that at the time, right?
No, we did not hear that at the time.
Oh, man, if I'd have heard that and I was in there, I believe I would have needed new drawers. No, I don't believe, I'm pretty sure I would have. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
You can visit the Central Ohio Paranormal Society. They work for free. If you think your place is haunted, visit them at centralohioparanormal.com.